Some Northwest history buffs say a newly designated history landmark in California does not settle a heated debate over where a British explorer landed more than four centuries ago. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar named a site north of San Francisco as the possible landing spot of Sir Francis Drake. Colin Fogarty explains.
Drake was a swashbuckling naval captain who circumnavigated the world. He was also the first British explorer to have contact with Native Americans on the West Coast. Journals record a five-week stop in 1579. But where? Ed Vonderporten heads the Drake Navigators Guild. The group has now succeeded in getting Northern California's Drake's Bay designated as that historic place.
Well, as far as I've been concerned, it's been for 30 years pretty clear that Drake landed in California.
But Gary Gitson disagrees. The amateur historian from the Northern Oregon coast is still gathering evidence to document Nehalem Bay as Drake's layover site.
I mean, Oregon is entitled to their history, and history should be recorded correctly.
The National Park Service has said the landmark designation is not meant to discourage study of other possible Drake landing sites. I'm Colin Fogarty reporting.